Think you can chug a jar of pickle juice? Now's your chance. Picklesburg is back this weekend, plus the ice cream boat opens on the south side. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club.
And this is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, July 15th, 2016, halfway through July. Ready, the summer is passing us by, you guys.
I know.
Wow, sorry to open it on a bummer there. Let me back up. I'm Josh Rawlerson, Morning Edition host. Sarah Kovash, digital editor. Rachel
and
Carlson,
lover of summer.
Yelp person about town.
I'm doing the darn thing.
Doing the darn thing.
Darn thing.
Okay, that's an apt description of what you do as I've ever heard. So, All right.
I like it.
Should we proceed with this other darn thing?
I suppose.
After
so.
I totally derailed the introduction.
No, that's okay.
Yeah,
I mix it up a little.
What are you guys doing with your fast diminishing stock of summer days?
Not much. I finally bought a pool pass this year for the first time, and I've only gone once, which makes me feel sad.
I know when I bought the Dormont pool pass, I divided it by how many times would make it worth it. And the summer I did, it was 11 times out of 13 that would make it worth it. As a Dormont resident, you get a pool pass. But I also enjoy supporting it, so it didn't make me feel too bad. But
there you go.
Yeah, I always think I'm going to go every other day all summer. And if I go 5 times a summer, that's probably.
I tried to bring my laptop once and work from there,
work from there.
And it was just literally a hot mess. I was sweating. I couldn't see the screen. I left to go in the pool and kept thinking someone's definitely going to steal my laptop because that's probably a dumb
move. I'm shocked that no one did.
I know. It is a dumb move. Don't tell Yelp.
I'm like that too, though. I'm probably overly trusting of strangers. I'm like, it'll be okay.
Yeah. I do love the Dormont pool. My plans would be to spend more time at the Dormont pool, Josh.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Me as well.
I applaud this.
Yeah.
Specifically the Dormont pool. It is my fave.
It is the best and the third largest pool in the state of Pennsylvania. Also, I want to just quickly mention we talked about ice cream last week, and I have really exciting news on the ice cream front. BuzzFeed just released a list of the number one ice cream shops in the country based on state, and Yelp gave information from their sources, being reviews on Yelp, and we gave them the top ice cream spots in our states. And I am proud to say that my jam, my fave, Annie's, is the top ice cream spot in the state of Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
Hooray, bravo.
Let's go celebrate at Annie's.
I know. I was just there the other day because I picked up stuff for KDK, my KDK segment. And he's
for
just,
your mouth and stomach.
I know. Seriously, I took like 5 of the things home. I left a little for the KDK staff. But I just love him so much. He's the sweetest guy. It's so well deserved. I didn't realize we're talking about ice cream again, but it is ice cream month, so it's okay.
People love
but
ice cream.
He owned a Dairy Queen and 5 years ago decided he just wanted to be in business on his own. And went to the all-around famous Penn State Creamery program and got schooled on ice cream making. And literally 5 years ago, he started this. So I asked him, I assumed he had been making ice cream, like dabbling in ice cream making his whole life. But he just owned a Dairy Queen and was like, I'm not working for the man anymore. And
that's awesome.
He has 360 flavors and counting. And features 16 every single day. And
suck it, Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I know. Suck it. They're right across the street from Dairy Queen.
I really love Blizzard, so just kidding.
But
I love local stuff, too.
But I'm sorry to talk about ice cream so much on the podcast.
Well,
but
not to keep it going. I thought you were going to say, I saw somebody post on Instagram this weekend that the ice cream boat is official and out there and happening.
The sugar and spice one?
I think so.
Ice cream boat. I wasn't here last week. You have to.
There's an ice cream boat that floats around on the river. It's like a food truck, but it's ice cream. I'm not sure if it stays tethered to the side, kind of like near the river walk, so that people can like walk up and get it, or if it goes around between jumps. I'm not 100%
paddle out in a kayak.
I would. Oh, my God. What a great incentive to get out and
Sarah
kayak.
Would just dive in. Yeah. Be like, I need ice cream. It's
like in front of a ducky boat or something.
So this is sort of like the Pittsburgh equivalent of those like resort hotel pools where there's a bar in the middle of it.
Take it down like 16 notches. Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
It looks like it does dock over on the North Shore, but it is official. There is it's SS Ice Cream Boat on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it is Sugar and Spice.
And it says grand opening Saturday, 3 p.m., Southside River behind Hofbra House. So you are correct, Sarah. It's Sugar and Spice Boat.
Wow.
I'm going to try to be there.
Super excited.
We live in an age of wonders.
We really do, Josh.
Well, I think that no one can complain about an ice cream boat that's going to actually also ice cream that'll be delivered to your Riverwalk doorstep. So.
We should just call this podcast Ice Cream Club.
I know. Well, okay. It's National Ice Cream Month.
How about Ice Cream Social Club?
I like
it. We did that, didn't we?
We did. But anyway, speaking of ice cream and pickles.
And pickles.
Oh, God.
The natural combination.
Well, do you guys even want to tell us something?
Okay. I do want to tell you that Picklesburg is happening, and not to jump right into the description, but they are going to be sampling ice cream, pickle ice cream.
Pickle ice cream,
I did see that last year. I was not brave enough to try it. I have to say, I love Picklesburg. Well, last year was the first year, I believe, so I really enjoyed it last year. But
it's a festival of all pickles all the time from Friday to Saturday.
I will say, though, if you're not a huge pickle lover, I am not. I am not someone who would, eat the pickle that came with my sandwich, but there's lots of other things, too, if you're a non-pickle fan.
I used to love pickles until I figured out that they're just cucumbers.
Oh, my gosh.
What a scam.
Gosh.
What a ripoff. Been eating cucumbers all these years like a sucker.
But the cool thing is that not only are they going to be featuring already pickled pickles, but starting from the cucumber.
Pre-pickles?
Oh, wow.
Yes. They're going to be doing DIY pickling classes. They're going to have farmers that will be able to explain the process. They'll have crazy pickled things that you may never have thought of that could be pickled that are. Also, they have really cute pickle balloons for the kids. I just want to mention that I saw the other day on KDKA. So it's a family fun event happening on the Rachel Carson, not to be confused with the Rachel Carlson.
Let's not go down that road again.
Bridge. So not Rachel Carlson, but you can.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Say last year I had probably the best grilled cheese sandwich I've ever had in my life at Picklesburg.
Did it have pickles on it?
It did not. It was, I forget what kind of cheese it was, but it had like this thick cut bacon. It had a rosemary.
Where was it from?
I can't remember. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, my girl? Really
good. Oh, my girl. Yeah.
It wasn't Oh, My Girl. No? I don't know.
Okay, somewhere there is a mystery grilled cheese vendor. That's awesome.
Well,
we'll let you know what it is if we figure it out.
Before I wrap this up, I do want to talk about one thing else going on during the festival, and that is the pickle juice drinking contest. If anyone is interested, they will be doing a competition where you have to drink, I think, a pint of pickle juice, and then they'll have different rounds. So it's not just drinking one, but it's drinking multiple, and the winner wins.
This sounds like the beginning of a barfing contest.
Yeah.
I know. Well, the winner wins $500. So if you really need $500, this is your competition to do. If you like to watch people that have special talents, Ignite and Imbibe is happening, I should say, at the Pittsburgh Glass Center on Saturday at 6 p.m.
I'm very curious about this one. They have excellent booze, first of all.
Well,
sounds like a great opportunity to get some third-degree burns.
Oh, no, yeah. No. They keep things very safe at the Pittsburgh Glass Center.
I'm sure they do, of course.
It's such a cool venue, and if you've never seen a live glass-blowing demonstration, this is the place to go to because they specialize in this, and it's actually very, very cool to watch and also kind of scary because they are dealing with thousands
like molten lava.
I know. And I can't even tell you what the degree of heat is, but it's crazy.
And they're going to be blowing glasses, right? That they're going to give people to take home.
They will be not only providing, yes, Boyd & Blair potato vodka and Wiggle Whiskey will be providing beverages, and they will also be making the handmade glass to use and take home at the end of the evening. So yeah. You are right. Sorry, I just repeated what you said, but I want to just be accurate.
You just confirmed it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I want to be accurate because it's a fun event. And of course, when you go to a glass blowing center, you hope to take something home. That's awesome. Yeah. We also have Summer Beer Fest, which is going on July 15th and 16th. So that is Friday and Saturday at Stage AE. And we still have tickets available for both nights. And there are multiple sessions going on that you can buy tickets for. And obviously, we have a plethora of beer options in Pittsburgh. And I know I say this a lot, but I think what's really cool is that you get to taste a bunch of different beers, and there's always a brewery popping up in Pittsburgh that I've never seen before that I taste and fall in love with. Yeah, there really is. And it's not a bad price. $55 gets you in if you buy online. Early bird price. And then you have a $45 regular admission, which is looks like on Friday at 7:30. So multiple different price levels, but obviously I think that it's a good price for imbibing in a ton of different beers. And Stage A is a really cool venue too.
Yeah. I had an excellent beer this week. I had a tangerine beer at Penn Brewery.
Mm.
That was,
ooh,
was a delightful summer beer.
Oh my gosh.
Fruit beers are like kind of big right now.
I love fruit beers.
An underappreciated style.
Yes. East End Brewery had a really good strawberry one. I'm not sure
cherry?
If they still make it.
Was it the, they had like a chocolate cherry one too that was good.
Ooh. Mm. They had a strawberry one that was like,
Yeah. It's definitely delicious and
so summery and light.
Yeah.
Very refreshing.
Summery and light. Also, we have the Feed More Festival. Speaking of Stage AE, you can head there on Sunday again for this festival. It's actually, I've never heard of this before. I think this is either the first annual or second, but it is for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And it sounds really, really cool. At Stage AE, they're going to have a ton of different national and local bands that are going to be performing. So you can check out a lot of them, as well as obviously donating to a good cause, which I really enjoy. And Cold War Kids is the headliner, which they're a really great act. And I think it's definitely worth it, especially for such a good cause. And it's only $50.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And then all weekend long, we also have Lady Fest, which I hear.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We are connected to.
Yeah. WESA's own Liz Reed will be performing at Lady Fest, too. She's going to be doing she'll be singing at the acoustic brunch at Hambones on the 17th, so that would be Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she goes by Fat Ida, so that's who Liz is. So
these names of the bands are fantastic. There's a ton of different locations that you can check out, so I would absolutely recommend going to the website and checking out what you want to see, because through Friday through Sunday, there's a lot of different bands at a lot of different venues. Howlers is one of them, The Shop, Spirit, Hambones, like you said. So there's a lot to choose from, a lot of different bands, and it's all lady-fronted bands, which I think is super badass. So
yeah.
Right on.
Girl power.
Yeah, girl power. So go check that out if you want some music in your life by rockin' girls.
Heck yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys mention the Polish Hill Arts Fest last week? I think that's this weekend.
We
got word from the organizers that this is something people are not going to want to miss. There's like a lot of vendors and food, and it's this weekend, I believe, the 17th.
Yes,
July 17th in Polish Hill, appropriately.
I've actually been to it before, and it is really fun, and they have delicious Polish food, which is awesome.
Pierogies.
Haluszki and cabbage, and what else? What else is
pierogies?
I'm right. Like pierogies and pierogies.
Kielbasa.
Kielbasa. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Festivals are always, especially like those little neighborhood festivals that
it's a good way to like be outside too.
Yeah. I totally agree.
So you can go check out Liz performing, have some brunch, and then head on over to Polish Hill.
Yeah, just get out this weekend. As Josh mentioned, we've got some limited time going on here, so.
It's closing in.
Life is short. Summer is shorter.
Oh, my gosh, Josh.
We're all going to die.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. Global,
on that festive note.
Global warming will keep us hot until, like, October, November.
That's true. So invest in that good tank top.
Yeah. And I want to confirm that the Polish Hill Arts Festival is Sunday from 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. So
very good. Thank you for double checking that.
I just want to be accurate, Josh.
That's what I admire about you, Rachel. Commitment to accuracy. Attention to detail.
Thank you so much. Semi-accurate. You hold us to a higher standard.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.